In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I submit to you, on this day, we celebrate two theophanies, and two baptisms, and two purifications, and two washings. That is, theophany where our Lord was shown to be God, one of the Trinity, when He came straightway out of the water, and the voice said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," that of the Father. And the Spirit alighted on Him like a dove. God appearing to man. But also, we celebrate today the theophany of God appearing to us individually. Not just in a river where very few people understood what was going on, but to the human heart. It is only possible because of these two baptisms. One is of the water, and the other of the Spirit. And two washings. One, the regeneration of us, and then the renewal by the Holy Spirit. And two purifications. God first purified water, changed its essence, changed its nature, so that it could change us. And then, of course, this purified water can now purify us. Now, each one of these things, the baptism of water and the Spirit, the latter is greater, infinitely greater. The baptism of Christ and the baptism of us, the latter is infinitely greater. Oh, yes. Our Lord had no need to be baptized. He was baptized in order to change the nature of water, to fulfill all righteousness, to make us capable of becoming righteous. He had no need for baptism. It was no great event for Him. It is a great event for us, because we need baptism for our salvation. So yes, indeed, it is infinitely greater that we are baptized, because the Lord has changed the nature of water so that it would purify us. Now, it is always better to have the greater thing, isn't it? We've been baptized by water. What does it take to be baptized by the Holy Spirit and of fire? Well, in the Epistle to Titus, Paul lays this out. The grace of God has brought salvation that has appeared to all men. Of course, that is the incarnation of the Son. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world. This is the way we should live. This is what brings on for us the full baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because to baptize is what? To be completely immersed under the water. To be completely surrounded by the elements. To be baptized in water is to be completely underwater. To be baptized in the Spirit is to be completely full of the Spirit. To be in the Spirit in all things. This is an infinitely greater baptism that is made possible by the first baptism. So, the way to obtain this greater baptism, this complete immersion in the Holy Spirit, this being all in the Spirit, is to live as God taught us. Now, this is possible now because of that first baptism. He showed us how to live. And He made us capable of living this way. This was our Lord's ministry. It amazes me that this fundamental aspect of our Lord's ministry is so misunderstood by so many. So many think that the Lord came just to sacrifice Himself, to appease His Father's anger. What an idea! The Lord came to change us, to make us capable of being righteous. But not to change us like flipping a switch. To change us so that we would become capable of living righteously. what the living righteously is for us to do. The Lord helping us. And the Lord has brought us to Himself through baptism. But baptism is only effective for those who believe and who live according to this baptism. Just as at the Jordan, the vast majority of people, perhaps almost all of them, didn't know what was going on. Probably thought it thundered. They didn't understand what is a dove doing on his shoulder. They were probably rather terrified by the fact that the Jordan waters had parted, and probably there was mass confusion. Nobody really understood. But we, if we live in the Spirit, will understand all things. But the way to live in the Spirit is to live righteously. And the baptism of the Lord, which purified the water and changed its nature, then makes our baptism effectual of water. And then we can live the righteous life with God helping us. Before, we weren't capable of fully being righteous. But with God helping us, through baptism, we can become fully righteous. And we will become completely baptized in the Spirit, in fire. And this is why Christ came, so that we could be baptized in the Spirit, so that we could know God intimately. And the only way to know God intimately is to intimately be like Him. And the only way to be like Him is with God helping us, and with God fulfilling that way of life in the flesh that before we could not fulfill. But He's changed the nature of water and our nature. Our nature is now capable of reaching up to God. That was His mission, which He accomplished. But then He didn't accomplish it just by baptism. That was the beginning of His ministry. He accomplished it by everything He did and said, both the things that are written and the things that are not. Because He showed us how to live. Things that we see in the Scriptures, we can understand. But also, He inculcated in His disciples the way of life. And then they passed it on to their disciples and so on to us. You can't get the way of life only out of one or two passages of the Scriptures. It is from living in the Spirit, which Christ taught His disciples to do. We're made capable of doing this by baptism. But we, in order to have this second baptism, the infinitely greater baptism, we must live soberly, righteously, with effort. I've told you before that I think the greatest heresy, Christian heresy ever, is that the Christian life can be lived without effort. That you can be saved without effort, just by belief. What an idea. Our Lord, every moment of His life, showed that His face was to Jerusalem, that all He cared about was doing the will of His Father, and that He endured many privations and many difficulties and many dangers and many attempts on His life, which He did not allow to be successful until the final one. The idea that the Christian life can be lived without effort, without work, without desire, without blood, this is a terrible heresy. Baptism is linked with virtue. That's why the apostle speaks about the regeneration of the washing of regeneration, but then he immediately follows it up with the renewing of the Holy Ghost. That renewing is from our living righteously and from the Holy Spirit enabling us, helping us, speaking to us in words that cannot be uttered, cannot be understood in terms of language, but in terms of what the soul understands, the Holy Spirit speaks to the soul. So we celebrate today, brothers and sisters, the baptism of our Lord in water. But from this baptism comes forth His appearance as God. And from this baptism comes the purification of water, the changing of its very nature so that it would be able to purify us. And then this purified water, when it baptizes us, makes us capable of this latter, greater baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire. So let's know what we're celebrating here. This is not a historical event we're celebrating. This is our life we're celebrating. This is the way of life and the ability to lead this way of life that we are celebrating today. May we be found worthy to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire.